You might say he was leaning over the fence and
fell backward. Forward. He's leaning over, he fell forward.
All right, now what, like the question I asked a few moments ago, that if you couldn't keep your food, well, if another person couldn't keep his food, and you say, well, he just leaned over the fence and
let it flow.
Oh, what would be another form of the verb that you use?
Vomited.
Now, at a party, it's pretty warm, and you say, I better get some fresh air. I'm beginning to feel a little
faint.
All right, or I'm beginning to feel a little sick
at my stomach.
Now, she's hardly got the news. She hardly got the news when she came right over, like she wanted to tell you what the news was. And you would be telling somebody, well, she had hardly got the news when she came right over to do what?
To tell me.
If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, now, if you don't come, I
will be disappointed or unhappy.
If you are both going to be glad to see me, you say, we blank be glad to see you.
We will surely be glad to see you.
If you do that again, if someone has done something, a child who is misbehaving maybe, and you say, if you do that again, I'll
punish you.
All right, and if you were going to leave the room with him, if he did it again, you would leave the room, and what would you tell him you were going to do?
Whip him and spank him.
If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you say he's
in love with that girl.
Or how would you refer to their relationship, you know, as they go out together?
That's his girlfriend.
All right, and if they keep keeping company with each other,
you say they're in love, or they're courting, or sparking.
Now, what was a favorite expression that you all used when you were a teenager?
We never say sparking.
You never used sparking.
No, they're in love, or they're courting, they're engaged.
Would you say there are different degrees of seriousness with, say, boys and girls going together?
I think so. I think when they're just teenagers, that's all puppy love, we always call it. And then maybe later, they get more serious and they are sitting, they might say they were sitting up to them, or they were courting them, or they were sweet on them, or something like that. And that might lead into something more serious than just that first dating spree, you know.
All right. What about a girl putting on her best dress and her little brother would say, she's fixing up for her
sweetheart, her date.
All right, can you think of any other terms maybe we could use here? Referring to the one she goes with?
Boyfriend.
Or you would say he is going to see his